You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Wenceslaus Fatuben, a filmmaker and activist from West Papua, is visiting New Zealand from last Saturday until the 20th of this month, and I spoke to him about his tour, and I started by discussing the topic of the films he make.
I have several films, documentary. It's also always about the indigenous issue related to the land right and the forest, and also their struggle to protect their right. And in West Papua, but also in Kalimantan. But especially in West Papua, I also produce some documentary about the West Papuan struggle. They're fighting for the right to be the right of the self-determination.
What will your tour in New Zealand include?
In New Zealand, I hope I come to New Zealand, visit several communities and friends, meeting with the friends here, to strengthening the solidarity for us in West Papua, because of we're still facing difficult and discriminate by the Indonesian government. So I expect that our solidarity here will be strong and support us.
And what do you hope to achieve on this tour?
So New Zealand people, they will advise their government here to have a clear position on the situation, numerous situation in West Papua. This is the one. Because until now, they don't have, from my understanding, and I see that they don't have a real position on the human rights crisis in West Papua. Like, they make the government made some recommendation during the Indonesian UPR at the UN Human Rights Council, but not really clear. This is the one. And then the second, I know that the New Zealand government, they support the training project with the Indonesian police and military. So we think that it is the wrong project. So people in New Zealand must be advised the government to stop, continue planning project with the Indonesian police and military, because of it is not help to respect human rights, but it is until today. So we saw that West Papuan, but also in other indigenous communities in Indonesia, also facing difficult with police and military in West Papua, in Indonesia.
But why do people in West Papua want independence?
This is a long story. They want to be independent because of one, Indonesian government and the international community, especially the member state of the UN, they didn't respect the right of self-determination of West Papuans when West Papua brought to the UN agenda in 1961, when they discussed first about the transferring administration of West Papua from that colony to UN and UN to Indonesia. This is the one. And when they conducted the New York Agreement, it was also doesn't respect our right of self-determination of West Papua. I mean, they didn't consult and include West Papuan part of the process. And then the last thing about the eco-free choice, it is also not really free. So we call it no choice, because of we under the military control at the time. And then last but not least, about the human rights violence still happened in West Papua. So we're facing difficult with the Indonesian authority in West Papua. We know that we Indonesian government give us a special autonomy, but the special autonomy doesn't implement in West Papua. I mean, fail from my perspective. So this one, I think the best solution for West Papua, they have to have self-determination, or they have to maintain their own land or own resources. I mean, separate from Indonesia.
And why should New Zealanders be aware of what's happening in West Papua?
So I know that in New Zealand, people are really strong advocate and on indigenous issue first, and then second, they also really strong support on the human rights and especially right to self-determination. So the good thing, so they have to strengthening and join with the solidarity movement. Yes, because in New Zealand we have West Papua Solidarity Network, so they have to join and talking more about the situation in West Papua. This is one, and then second, they have to advise the government. They have to advise the government to have a clear position on the case of West Papua, because. Now in West Papua, we have a big problem with the depopulation. We are a minority, not majority. We are minority in our land. So we are living with the fear because one day we will lose everything and indigenous community will gone in their land. So we have to take action. So this is the why. New Zealand people have to take action for West Papuans.
I also noticed some of your films are talking about forests in West Papua. So can you give us a brief description of what's happening in the forests?
So West Papuan is a Melanesian. So you know, in the Melanesian culture, in a Melanesian way, so all the land, it is community's land, so, communal land. So what happened now, it is the problem with the extractive industry, the problem with the economic development project from the Indonesian government. So they taken the land and they cleaning the forest. And West Papuans lost everything, include their identity and also natural resources. I mean, when the palm oil company come and take their land, so they at the same time they cut access of the West Papuan for their food. For their express their culture, so this is the big problem in West Papua. So they we have a massive palm oil plantation, and I saw in the new data from the Indonesian government, especially from the some ministry related with the forestry ministry and agricultural ministry, they give the permission for the palm oil company and mining company to take the West Papuan land for plantation and for the mining, especially gold and uranium. So it is a big problem. So we hope New Zealand will take more action to protect the last paradise in the world, I think.
Iridangi Po, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Yes, and Fatuben will be speaking at the Valley Pacifica in Auckland University at 7:30 tomorrow.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.